So the Catholic faith in China has long been persecuted and is still, if you follow the news, being heavily persecuted to this day. Dominic Tang, a Chinese archbishop in the 20th century, who only just a couple years ago passed away, was imprisoned for 22 years for doing nothing more than being faithful to Christ and Christ's one true church, the Catholic Church. When they arrested him, they gave him no trial. The reason they said they were arresting him was because he was, quote, the most faithful running dog of the reactionary Vatican. After 5 years of solitary confinement in a windowless, damp cell, the archbishop was told by his jailers that he could leave the cell for a few hours to do whatever he wanted. 5 years of solitary confinement, and he had a couple of hours to do what he wanted. What would it be? I mean, we might think of a hot shower, a change of clothes, and a walk outside, a chance to call or write his family. What would he do? "I would like to say Mass," replied the archbishop, for it was the Eucharist that which was most important for the archbishop. Today we celebrate the great solemnity of Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of Christ. Like I said, a 700-year-old feast dedicated precisely to the Eucharist. Now, when we come to Mass each week, what do we normally see? You know, oftentimes I think, well, we encounter maybe a mundane vision of outdated architecture, some empty pews, maybe some liturgical gestures that have grown so overly familiar that we don't even know why we do them or what we mean when we say things. If only we could look deeper and see what is truly happening here. In fact, John Vianney, St. John Vianney says, if we truly understood the Mass, we would die of joy. Because objectively speaking, attending Mass is the most important thing we do each week. If we truly understood what it was, how could anyone turn down Christ's invitation each week? We'd be jumping out of our beds. Every Mass offers an invitation to find in Christ the one thing that matters most, and which gives meaning to everything else. As we enter the church, we should set aside earthly cares to join the heavenly worship of the cherubim and angels, not simply as an escape, but to receive the strength to re-enter the world afterward, but now carrying the divine presence of Christ within us. Through the Holy Mass, Christ makes us into his tabernacles, right? And the more we let him, the more he changes us. And then, the more he can change the world through us. Therefore, leaving Mass should actually not end our communion with Christ, but rather anchor it. So when Holy Mass is the high point of the week, as it should be, our Eucharistic communion will extend beyond 1 hour on Sunday. Christ wants us to live a Eucharistic life. Yet, you know, if we're just going through the motions now, or if we want to go deeper, what should we do? What should we do to enter into the Mass more? What is the answer? Joseph Ratzinger, before he became Pope Benedict XVI, once wrote, quote, "Communion only reaches its true depth when it is supported and surrounded by adoration." To put it simply, prayer is the answer to, quote unquote, getting more out of Mass. Prayer continues Christ's presence in our week by making space for him in our life each day. Personal prayer points us back to the Mass. It helps us to develop a hunger for the Mass, and a hunger for his Eucharistic presence, enabling ourselves to focus and give ourselves back to Him during communion. Right? That is why those who do not pray do not receive any grace when they receive the Blessed Sacrament unworthily, for they do not recognize He whom they receive. Now, when we return to Christ in the tabernacle during the week in prayer, that continues the encounter we have with Him at Mass and prepares us for the next Mass. There's a reason why churches should be open during the day for prayer, right? Prayer helps us to see the Mass as a prayer and not simply as an obligation. We are supposed to pray the Mass. We see Mass as an opportunity to see our beloved, our King, our Lord. The more we grow in friendship and love with Christ, the more we will seek Him out to spend more time with Him. And I found this to be true in my own life. You know, when I began taking my faith seriously here at WVU as a college student, I began to find myself in this church often, even when there was not a liturgical function going on. Something, or should I say, someone drew me here. The Hound of Heaven Himself, our Lord's Eucharistic presence. That's what He does, after all. When we come before Him humbly in prayer, He enlarges our hearts to love Him more, and He beckons us into a closer relationship with Him and His church. He helps us to trust Him and His plan for us, even when things do not go as we had planned. And frankly, when do they ever? He helps us to see His presence in the Blessed Sacrament and in our lives. He helps us to bring others back to Him who have strayed from His love. With a prayerful life, our weeks start with Sunday Mass, and we look forward to Mass as the week progresses. Now, you know, for those here maybe with little or struggling faith, this can all seem nice, of course, but experience might speak differently. If Mass is a bore, or our faith is struggling, well, then we must come before our Lord humbly and ask for an increase of faith. Ask Him for the gift to hunger for His Eucharistic presence, to recognize that it is not bread and wine we receive, but Christ's body, blood, soul, and divinity, Christ Himself. Archbishop Dominic Tang did not randomly decide to celebrate Mass when given the opportunity in the prison after 5 years. He had been speaking with our Lord daily in prayer, and consequently hungered for His Eucharistic flesh and blood to eat. He was willing to sacrifice every other comfort in order to be able to offer the holy sacrifice and receive His Lord. Now, if we were in the same position and would be able to, would we request the same, to go to Mass and receive our Lord? On this Corpus Christi, I pray that we may ask the Lord for an increase of grace so that we may hunger for Him more and grow in our own personal prayer lives so that we too may live a Eucharistic life like Archbishop Tang. Our procession today teaches us that we might bring Christ with us out into the world. He must be present in all aspects of our lives so that our lives may point back to Him. If we do this, if we make time for Him in all aspects of our lives, Mass will never be simply about going through the motions. Our hearts will be enlarged, and we will receive a peace that will enable us to face any challenge, any curveball that may come our way. Why? Well, after all, if He is with us, we care not where we go. He's in control. On this Corpus Christi, may the heart of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament be praised, adored, and loved with grateful affection at every moment in all the tabernacles of the world, even to the end of time. Amen.